Now, this is something that's really special that's happening in the next couple of days, actually in the next week. The Freedom in Art competition is happening. In fact, it's a expo that's happening this weekend. On the line, I have Nikki Ellis Schnetzler. Sorry, I'm going to say that name so wrong. Nikki, could you help me out there with your surname?
Schnetzer, thanks to my
Schnetzler.
German husband.
There we go.
Don't worry about it. A lot of people don't get it right. But
Luckily, you
that was
have
good entertaining.
a luckily you have a great first name. Nikki is easy to say. Nikki, tell
Thanks.
us about Freedom in Art. What is it?
Well, the Freedom in Art competition, auction, and exhibition started off as an anti-human trafficking initiative. So ultimately, for the past few months, we've been getting artists together that are also standing against the fight against human trafficking, and they have been submitting pieces. And we want to give them an opportunity to have freedom within the art industry. So it's kind of like an idol for artists, if that makes sense. So the competition and the auction has been, like I said, running for the past few months, and now the exhibition is the closing of it. So we've got a gala event which is taking place at the City Hall on Saturday, and we want as many people as possible to just come through and vote for these art pieces. And we're also doing a silent auction which is taking place, so it's an opportunity for these artists to also sell work. So it's an anti-human trafficking initiative, but it's a fundraiser for the organizations that are working so hard to combat human trafficking.
And I found that quite interesting. I don't think I've heard of many auctions. I mean, I've heard a lot of auctions that have some sort of sponsorship angle to it, but specifically focusing on the human trafficking angle. Why? Who decided that that was going to be the focus? I mean, this is a plight. It is, we know how bad it is, especially in Africa. But who really felt that this was the passion project?
Well, a few years ago, some of my friends were nearly abducted in town, which was a very scary situation. And because we're moms, it was a very difficult and quite traumatic experience. And it's always kind of been close to my heart in that sense. And I ended up moving abroad and coming back again. And I've always been doing events, management, et cetera, and I do weddings, et cetera. So when I decided to do my events company, I wanted to give back to an organization or to a cause that is really close to my heart and something which isn't getting enough attention. So I got in touch with different organizations, and to be perfectly honest, when I got in touch with STOP, which is Stop Trafficking of People, their first response was, you know what, it's not about the money, but an opportunity to actually get across to people is all that they want. And I just thought that was phenomenal. I had to work with them. So then we started working together, and I actually partnered with them from an event company perspective because they don't have the manpower. And the more organizations that I've now got in touch with through STOP, I mean, they sponsored me to go to an Escape Safe House event, and then they also got on board, so that's why I'm supporting them. And now I have MECAT, which is Media Campaign Against Human Trafficking, and they've also, I was actually asking them to help me market this to, you know, people that are also fighting it, and they said, oh, please, can you help us fundraise as well? So it's kind of like there's so many of these organizations, and they're doing so much good work, and nobody's supporting them. So I actually just partnered with them, and we were brainstorming on different kinds of initiatives and different kinds of campaigns that we can run, that we can create awareness, because it's not about the money, although we hope to make money off this, obviously.
Yeah, of course.
But it's more about actually just getting the word out there and educating, because this is a problem. We have to educate the country on what's going on. So our two organizations that are the beneficiaries of this event, they will be at the gala event on Saturday. So we really want people to come through, have a chat with them, see what they're doing, get to understand what's going on, because a lot of people that I speak to really have no idea. And it is very scary. And these guys are so incredible, and they're so humble, and they're just doing so much good work. And there's not enough people supporting them. They don't have any corporate funding. They're just really relying on good people to come past and donate something. So this is why we're doing this. We want to get people through their doors and on their databases to actually help and to learn and to help raise funds for them to grow.
Well, you can definitely hear that, if anything, you're passionate about this. So that's, which is great. That's,
really
but
am.
that is fantastic. That's what we need. We need people who see a problem, who want to help, and who take their energy and their life force and put it into all of that, whatever they can do to help. I love that kind of story. So
Thank
tell us
you.
a bit about the exhibition itself. What kind of pieces would we expect to see there?
So we initially originally we'd actually just said this was paintings. It's supposed to be paintings in any medium, and people have submitted that. But to be honest, there's been quite a few artists that have come to us and said, I have created this different types of artworks. So we've got some sculptures and things that have been created specifically about freedom, which is just so incredible. And the artists that have actually researched human trafficking to put their stuff into the art has been mind-blowing. So we actually, there's a couple of different pieces that are not paintings as well, but then there's also, it's mainly paintings.
But again, are all of them going to have an angle towards the theme of human trafficking?
The theme of the art is freedom. So we've said to the artist, depict freedom in your work. Mm. So whatever that means to an artist. You know, the thing is with us, freedom can be really anything. I mean, I have to have my cup of coffee in the morning. And you know, I've got my two beautiful children, but I have to, you know, they're my life. But and the thought of not being able to do certain things, not being able to drive a car or not being able to look outside at the view. I mean, these are things that people stuck in traffic situations, that's their life. They don't, you know, it's 1 minute you living and the next minute you're literally taken out of your entire lifestyle and it's different and you're owned. And I can't even imagine what that must feel like. But I know artists are also trapped in this industry that is so closed and it's so difficult for them to often get exposure and to sell their work. And, you know, there's so many different types of art forms that it's really quite complex. So we wanted to help the South African artists. I mean, my mom's an artist. She's a fabulous artist. And although she's been fortunate enough to take her work overseas, it's still not easy. You know, it's such a difficult industry. So we wanted to bring freedom into the art industry. So this event is just really, it's the people that have come forward and said, we want to support this initiative. Their art will be on display. There's some really great prizes that they have to win. We've also got a couple of prizes for guests that will be there. So we've got our selfie frame being made and we're going to have people, you know, we want to keep the movement going. We just really want to keep educating. So that's what's happening.
So tell us exactly the details, where it is, what time, if there's a cost involved, give us everything so that if we want to be there, we know where to be.
Fantastic. Okay, so next week, Saturday, which is the 18th of November, we will be at Cape Town City Hall, which we had to choose that venue because that is where Nelson Mandela stood and made his first speech after his release.
So very fitting.
The ultimate venue for freedom. It really was. I kind of harassed the mayor's office for that venue because I wanted it, and she gave it to us. So we're very grateful to City of Cape Town for that. Between 6 and 9 p.m. will be the exhibition. People will come through. It's a very casual evening, so we're not expecting people to stay the entire time. But there will be some aspiring musicians playing music. There's going to be canapes, and we've got some wine sponsored. We're busy discussing things with microbreweries because we really want to create a really nice environment. And, of course, all the organizations are going to be there. So 18 November, Cape Town City Hall, 6 to 9 p.m. Tickets are available on Quicket. And they're ranging between 200 and 350 for VIP viewing because we have put an hour aside where children are not allowed. Mm. So that's pretty much that.
Well, Nikki, thank you so much for putting all this together and putting so much energy and soul into this project. And I mean, just having a place where South African talent is exposed is one thing, but to do it for such an important cause as human trafficking is just, it takes it to a whole other level. So thank you for all your hard work, and I hope it's incredibly successful.
Oh, I hope so too, and I hope you'll be there. It's going to be awesome. We're very excited. And people are sponsoring platters, and we've got caterers. I mean, we're even opening it up to caterers. We said to caterers, come showcase what you can do, and, you know, let's just bring freedom to everybody and give everybody a chance. So there's a lot of aspiring business people that are going to be there that are just wanting an opportunity to get exposure.